what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing Adeoye Jr., I go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim Muffuggin Geddes and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, we're talking about the 10 best astronauts in video games.
Oh, I love it.
What we're going to space.
We're going to space, baby.
Yeah.
Higher, further, faster. Now, astronauts, is it by definition, or is it by, he was in space once? You know?
Well, let's see here, right? Of course, this is being written, or this is being brought to us by the gamer, Dennis Moisey.
The Menace.
Not the Menace. Oh, we'll see. Maybe the Menace. Dennis at the Gamer. This was published 3 days ago. They write here, whenever space travel gets introduced in a video game, the lead protagonist is almost always part of a fictional organization or aerospace corporation not rooted in any existing agency. Some iconic examples include, and they give some, I'm going to skip the video game examples because I want to make sure that we're guessing completely clean. But he talks about Amanda Ripley working on under the Weyland Yutani in Alien Isolation. But then there also come certain science fiction games that want to be somewhat grounded in reality and focus on astronauts. Some serve as the main character, solving a deep space mystery or surviving on an alien planet, while other astronauts might not even be human. Each is interesting and finds themselves in some very intense situations. Does that answer your question at all? I don't know if that answers it for me.
It does, because it's like, who the people wearing the white suit, the white astronaut iconic suit that we know and love, you know?
So with that, I have a banger to start off with.
Let's go.
Captain Olimar.
I love that.
That's a good one.
I think
that's
that covers exactly you, what he's talking about right there.
And like on a similar level, because they talk about like non-humans as well. The little dudes from Kerbal Space Program.
Yep.
Good call.
Are they called Kerbals? I'm just gonna say Kerbals.
Kerbals. Yeah,
I'm gonna go down that path as well. Among Us.
Interesting. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. Isaac Clarke.
He's going to say Isaac Clarke. All right.
Okay.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera's Isaac Clarke.
Give it to me, Bless.
Hey, man. Oh, my God. Where'd he come from? Jesus Christ. this is one a tough one for me, because not many astronauts. Oh, Celine.
Dion?
From Returnal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say that as I was saying, not many astronauts come to mind for me.
Yeah.
Right? Because like, I feel
but
like
yeah, outside of that, though,
it's more rare that you are playing as an astronaut.
As an astronaut.
Yeah. Starfield's around the corner.
Ellie?
Which Ellie? Oh, you're talking about that. Okay. Honestly, no, but I see where you're going with it. I like the journey you're taking us on. That would be too creative for me.
I mean, there is Mario Galaxy, but, like, I don't know that counts.
You would say he's an astronaut.
He does wear an astronaut outfit in Mario Odyssey.
That's true.
And he does go to the moon.
He does.
Honestly, I'm putting Mario.
Do it.
I think the moon pushes it over.
He also, in Super Mario Land, flew in space in a astronaut-looking bowl thing.
Yep.
I like it.
There's that upcoming Capcom game that is probably never actually going to come
Pragmata.
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
Your little astronaut buddy from what's that early Rare game, Bless?
Oh man, you're about to send me on a journey. Donkey Kong, D60. Oh, Jet Force Gemini.
No. I'm talking about the 2D game that you play in DK64.
Jetpack.
Oh, Jetpack.
Jetpack. Your little guy in Jetpack.
Honestly,
maybe.
I feel like that's a deep cut, but I could see it. Right. If you start running out of astronauts, I think you have to get in. You have to go into the jetpack.
I feel like I already am running out of astronauts.
That said, Jeff Forrest, Gemini. I don't know if I would say they're astronauts and more so space explorers, but some would say, is there a difference?
Oh, the dude from No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. All right.
What, your character?
Mm-hmm.
I can see
you
it.
You are the astronaut.
I think
Barrett.
The difference here, and this is kind of what the article is talking about, is like astronauts work for an organization, right?
Yeah.
To explore and report on things. And I think that's Captain where, Kirk. With Jeff Force Gemini, I'm like, they're not really astronauts. They're like cops in space, which is different.
Space cops,
which I wouldn't say is an astronaut, right? Like, you have to be an explorer.
Yeah.
You're on a mission.
From GAD.
From GAD. NASA.
Yeah. Let's get into it. I'm interested.
Let's get into it.
Who these astronauts are.
And number 10, Cosmos from The Great Perhaps.
Jesus Christ, that's a bunch of made up baloney.
I've never heard of this in my life. The first astronaut we'll mention is from a 2D side scroller called The Great Perhaps, a lesser known indie title with a story that extends far beyond your ordinary space exploration. In The Great Perhaps, the astronaut protagonist, Cosmos, travels back to Earth only to find it in a state of apocalyptic ruin, which sends him in search of answers. It's kind of like After Earth. What up, Barrett?
One just came to mind. If this is the tone that we're setting, Bless, your little buddy guy that you play as in Tinykin.
Oh. Yeah, no, he's an astronaut. But it does that. Does Olimar eclipse that? Right?
Like, I think there's room for both of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put in Tinykin guy.
I forget his name.
Did he even have a name?
He did.
It was like Zach.
Yeah, Zach the Tinykin guy.
Zach Attack. All right. At number 9, the Kerbonauts from Kerbal Space Program.
Nailed it, Barrett.
Hell yeah. At number 8, Lifeless Planet. That's not even a character. That's just, I think that's the name of the game. At the center of Lifeless Planet is a nameless astronaut who finds himself on what seems like a desolate desert planet, but soon uncovers remnants of a lost Soviet Union civilization. Holy cow. The story is most intriguing and becomes more complex the further you progress, and the sound design is terrific, even using authentic Russian voice acting for the colonists' audio logs.
Okay, but that's like the game. Why is the astronaut special, you know?
Because he's an astronaut, you know? They're just like,
here's an
astronaut. So far, this list, guys, I'm going to be real.
Kind of boring.
It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it's like, is this a list that needed to be made? Because I'm looking through the whole thing and they don't really mention anything special about the astronaut himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the Kerbalnauts, they're out there putting in work.
Little goofballs.
These little goofballs are putting in work to get to space. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Kerbalnauts so far, I'm like, put them above Lifeless Planet.
Yeah. So far, character. This list is astro nuts.
At number 7, Ava Turing from The Turing Test. I never would have thought. Oh. I don't think I realized that this game took place in space or was about an astronaut.
She looks the part.
As I was looking at this, I was like, oh, is that Celine? Lifeless Planet bases... Hold on. Oh, no. Okay. Lifeless Planet bases its mystery on a fictional planet, but the Turing test has you travel to Jupiter's moon of Europa as astronaut Ava Turing. She's an engineer and part of a team commissioned by the International Space Agency to establish a research station on the lunar surface. However, she's awoken to the news that the rest of the team has gone missing. Damn. It's wild.
Yeah, man. That's space crazy. For you.
At number 6, Dr. Morgan Yu from Prey.
I was going to say
that's a great one.
Forgot. Yeah.
That's a fantastic one, actually. I fucking love Prey. I don't think of them as astronauts, but technically I'll give it to you, like they are astronauts, right? Because you don't have to like land on a planet to be an astronaut. You just gotta get to space, and they're up there hanging out on a space station.
Yeah, they were doing that
and shit was getting crazy on that space station, so good for y'all. It's a good pick.
So Dan, we had the final four, and so far final they've five. Been very serious. Yeah final five. So far they've been very serious, you know, no little cartoony guys.
I mean Kerbal. Yeah,
there's Kerbal. Yeah,
they're kind of goofy.
Yeah, well, let's have some more fun though. Gamer.com.
At number five, Buzz Lightyear.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
But that's weird.
From the Disney Infinity, I think, version.
Cool.
Oh, no, hold on. Let me read this. Venturing to infinity and beyond Pixar's animated films, Buzz Lightyear makes his fair share of appearances in video game form. On top of some of the more classic Toy Story games, he's also a character in Disney Dreamlight Valley, Disney Mirrorverse, and Kingdom Hearts 3. Okay, they don't mention Disney Infinity.
This is stupid.
is named after real-life astronaut Buzz Aldrin. His space ranger personality resembles more of an action hero. I mean, I never thought about the
fact. Put him on there, like double down with like a specific game, right? Like Space Commander, that's based off of the cartoon, right? Like,
This is still like, Luke Skywalker. Yeah. No.
I kind of like the idea of the fact that I've never thought about how many games Buzz Lightyear has been in. Right, he's up there with what the Shaquille O'Neal's of like, oh yeah, you just have a lot of gaming appearances. You know what I mean?
Buzz Lightyear and Shaquille O'Neal. Yep.
Buzz Lightyear, Shaquille O'Neal, Mario. Who has the most gaming appearances? No one knows.
It's a good question.
No one knows.
Possible to find out.
This is a bad list.
Yeah, this list is abysmal.
And number 4. Cosmo, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
This is abysmal. I'm with you.
This is stupid.
I didn't hate this list until now.
Yeah.
Wow. Cosmo from Guardians of the Galaxy. The number 4 best
video
astronaut.
Video game astronaut.
In a video game.
All right.
The heroic members of Guardians of the Galaxy would strongly refer to themselves as anything other than astronauts, but one character they interact with bears the title.
Anything other than astronauts. You never see Peter Quill say he's an astronaut because it's fucking weird. Why? Why do they say it as if they're, like, offended to be astronauts?
Cosmo, the sweet-looking golden retriever mix inspired by the first Soviet cosmonaut dog sent to space.
Granted, I will say how they portray Cosmo in the game, very good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
And he is, by default, an astronaut.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, Astroneer. Astroneer is a more whimsical take on space exploration and more to the tune of No Man's Sky. And they go on to just talk about the game and nothing about the astronaut.
What's special with the astronaut?
All right. And number two, Celine from Returnal.
All right.
Great job.
All right. If number one isn't Captain Olimar, I'm going to be pissed.
What else would it be? Jetpack Man from Jetpack?
Oh, my God.
Mario.
I guess Mario,
Shaquille O'Neal.
I bet you money it's Mario. It's got to be Mario at this point.
Yeah.
At number one, Deliver Us the Moon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of the shit.
I've never been
list.
This mad.
Like, I am so disappointed by this list.
Like, fucking fuck. Why does this list exist? Sure, this list was just 10 games that have astronauts in them, and we're just going to talk about the games and not the astronauts themselves. No, man. This list lacks style. Mm-hmm. It lacks substance. It lacked 100%. Vision. It lacked
something to say.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Yuck. Maybe this is the first time that a list gets a yuck. Two thumbs down from this crew.
Just the yuck reaction from the shit that's been placed in front of us.
Like, our grading list is just like an ever-evolving thing that we figure out, much like the Nick Scarpino three-finger scale.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments below, who are some of your favorite astronauts in gaming? Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim.
I'm sorry.
That's been Barrett.
Mine's Buzz Lightyear.
And until next time, to infinity and beyond.
And beyond.